brought to you by Penguin.
A Woman Like Me. Written and read by me, Diane Abbott. Chapter 1, The Early Years. One of the first ever photographs of me was taken by a professional photographer at my younger brother Hugh's christening, which took place in 1954, almost a year after my own. My mother always swore that she'd named me after a singer in the church choir, but I was sure my name had more to do with her own mother, to whom she was very attached. Dinah Dell, my maternal grandmother, was known to everybody as Miss Di, and although she never left the Jamaican countryside, Miss Di made her impact felt. She was a charismatic woman, an adored parent, and hugely respected in her community. My brother's christening service took place in St. Peter's Church on the junction of Elgin Avenue and Chippenham Road in the London borough of Paddington, so the official photographs were taken in front of St. Peter's. The streets around it made up one of the hubs of London's Caribbean community en route to Notting Hill. In the photo, my mother, Julia Adassa Abbott, is wearing a smart suit, the kind of ankle-strap shoes favoured by movie starlets of the time, and an elegant hat with veiling. Cradling my newly christened brother, Hugh, in her arms, she looked shy, almost wary. Only she knew what it was about her life that caused that wariness. My father, Reginald Nathaniel Abbott, is equally smartly dressed and appears far more confident, a cigarette dangling from the fingers of one hand. But nobody in that photograph looks more self-assured than the smiling Diane Abbott, not yet 2 years old. She's wearing a stylish trouser suit with a princess jacket and matching bonnet. She stands slightly ahead of the family group, her feet apart as she takes a step forward, with her forefinger raised in a commanding manner. In adulthood, my brother always remarks on how this photo shows that even at such a young age, I wanted to boss everyone about. Family's always been the backdrop to my life, even when I thought, as a teenager, that I was moving beyond them. And Jamaica was always the backdrop to family. My parents were amongst the earliest post-war migrants from Jamaica to Britain. They'd been born and raised in the same place, a village called Smithville, nestled in the Jamaican hills. And they were young when they first caught each other's eyes. Long before the advent of television and online entertainment, there was not much for young people in those communities to do in the evenings but flirt. By 1950, Julia and Reginald had decided, independently of each other, but about the same time, to migrate from Jamaica to seek a better life in Britain. Migration was in the air all around the Caribbean. As was conventional, my mother travelled by boat, not on the now legendary Empire Windrush that had sailed 2 years earlier, reaching Tilbury near London on the 22nd of June 1948, but on the SS Arugani, which was operated by the importers Elders and Fifes. They mostly shipped bananas, but on this ship they also carried 100 passengers. When, on the 12th of September 1950, the Arugani docked at the port of Avonmouth near Bristol, my mother was one of those passengers. Returning to that self-assured little girl at her brother's christening, where did that confidence come from? Though I was born in England, both my parents had been born in Jamaica, and it was that heritage that shaped me from my earliest days.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?